Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. All right, welcome to the Contract Fight Podcast. You are all here with yours truly, Tom. Steve and Derek are here. What's up, guys?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. I'm actually excited about this topic today that y'all sprung on me about 2 hours ago. The timing is pretty good. I'll get into that later. But anyway, what the hell are we talking about today?
Huh? That was a lot of time.
It was a lot of time to marinate on something.
Man.
So what the hell are we talking about today?
Confidence. God damn it. Yeah. You know, the more confidence you have before it borders on cockiness, the more sales you're going to have. People want to hang out with a winner. They want to hang out with a confident person. In fact, we've all been places, a social setting, where someone walks in the room and kind of the room turns around and you know that some 800-pound gorilla just walked in the room. And this person can change the dynamic of the room by just the way they are. And it's not necessarily that maybe they're a movie star, maybe they're extra rich or something like that. It's more of their air about them, the confidence, the swagger, the way they walk, the way they hold themselves, the way they look in the room, in the eye. For instance, I watched a clip today of Colin Powell. Colin Powell used to walk in and he had to get, when he was Secretary of State, many, many speeches on many, many stages. And it took him about, I'll say 2 minutes to get from wherever he walked from to the stage, because he would look at people, he would point, he would shake a hand, he would give a thumbs up. I mean, he was actually communicating just in little subtle body languages all along the way. So when he sat down, everybody, like E.F. Hutton from the old days, they listened. Because he had primed and prepped the room and they knew someone special was in that room. And a side note, because I've talked about this before, one of the people I saw one time sitting in my box seat at the Kennedy Center, Colin Powell was sitting right next to me. And trust me, I looked over at him 100 times during the show, and I don't even know why.
You did. You had box seats. That's crazy.
You know, and I've seen both of you just go from, you know, we all started, I don't know, we met each other 10, 12 years ago, you know, and your personal levels of confidence in 10 years has, tenfold.
Well, I'm going to say some of that, a lot of that is just learning the art of Shin Fu. And going into a room of alphas and going into a room of just people that you don't know and not knowing how to have a conversation is very, very intimidating. But learning those steps and truly staying in the motive, because as we know, the most important person is us, ourselves. And you start asking people questions about themselves, there's confidence within that. And then the training and the knowing, the knowledge. Yeah, I can walk into a room with anybody. I don't care who it is, and I'm fine.
Well, earlier, you know, Steve mentioned, you know, cockiness versus confidence, right? And cockiness is like arrogance to me. It's, you're arrogant. So the difference to me is that confidence is just, so we're all on the same page here as we're listening. Confidence is believing in yourself, your abilities. And to me, like arrogance or cockiness is believing you're better than other people. You know what I'm saying? So you can be very, very high in confidence, self-confidence with how you show up and all that, and not think that you're better than everybody because you understand what it took to build your own confidence. You understood that we're all on a journey. You understand like there's a humility there, you know? And so when you guys look back, Steve, you talked about, you know, last 10 years or so, all of us growing in this and that. What do you think you've done personally, either one of you, to grow or to build your confidence? Derek, you mentioned the Shin Fu and just learning how to communicate and talk to people. So you've leveled up some skills. What else comes to mind?
I think just in general, knowing, just having knowledge, and knowledge is power only if you use it, right? And So just being in this group and then transitioning into a coach and knowing my craft in sales, knowing the craft and the art of Shin Fu, it's just, it's expanded into everything. That is the root. That's the stem. That's the foundation of my personal confidence in any situation, is because now I know the questions to ask. So it just goes everywhere in every situation. Like if I was going to learn a new skill, like just say for mountain biking or jiu-jitsu or anything, I won't be timid to go, hey, let me understand this a little bit more. You know, would it be okay if I ask a few questions so that I put myself in the right position so I don't get hurt? Where before I would just go at it and be like, well, I got to, you know, appear to be confident, maybe even cocky, that I got this shit. Next thing I know, I'll go off the side of a mountain and this is not good. So I really think that it just stems in every aspect. What do you think, Steve?
Well, first off, I heard many years ago, and I love it, the definition, the difference between cockiness and confidence. Confidence is when it's all about other people. Cockiness is when it's all about you.
There you go.
So yeah. They used to tell me, you know, if you can back it up, it's not cocky. And that's kind of true to a point. The two things I've done, one, in the past, I mean, really, that gave me confidence over the last 5 years that I've worked hard at. One was dance. Mm-hmm. Dance is something that scares the shit out of most people. It is the biggest form of judgment. You know, you're out there on the floor. And I put my first year, I put 720 hours into this to learn how to dance. And on the other side of that, I went in so chicken shitted. And I ended up at the end of it. It's so joyful to walk in a room with 300 people and I can put my hand out and take any one of them around the floor. You know, even at the highest levels, I can hang in there and at least know I know how to dance, you know, and at the lower levels, I can lead them and help them. That's the number one thing by far I've done. The number two thing I've done that helped my confidence is every time I talk, webinar, podcast, up on stage, whatever it is, I'm letting myself go. I am just letting what's inside of me out of me. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just telling people my story. And by me doing that, you know, most of us aren't trained as business coaches. We are just living our lives right here out in front of, we make mistakes in open public. We make things right in open public. And when you start to be vulnerable like that and get up in public and tell people and they accept you, that gives you a shit ton of confidence. Because they're all going, I'd like to be that raw and that real. Mm-hmm. And those two things have made me grow beyond my wildest dreams over the last 5 years.
So as you guys are talking, I'm thinking there's a couple, you know, there's confidence in yourself as a person. There's confidence in maybe your abilities as a business owner or as a salesperson. Like there's specific areas we can grow in our confidence. I think for, you know, so how many contractors that are in our battleground group, like come into the group, they have zero confidence in their ability to understand their numbers, right? And so how do you build confidence in that number that comes out of your mouth? You job cost, you hang around people, like you actually put into practice the shit you're learning, right? You gain confidence in your sales abilities by role-playing and doing these things. And I wrote down earlier today when you guys were texting back and forth and we were going to do this, I wrote down four things, and this is, to me, it's, I think they fit in every area here. Like, I think they're universal, and I'm not saying this is all of them, but the first thing that came to my mind is that when I look at my confidence through the years, when it's gone up and down, it's usually associated with whether or not I'm doing hard things. Mm. And the reason earlier in the recording here that I said, it's an interesting timing of this, is today is actually my first day of 75 hard.
Woo!
Yeah. And so, and because I have felt that I've not been my best, I felt like I'm mediocre. I've felt my confidence take a dip. I have felt a lack of focus and all this other stuff. And I'm looking back at there's been many times, but there's two times in my life where I go, man, my confidence was through the roof. The first was obviously the pride I felt when I went through the Marine Corps, right? And boot camp and all that other stuff, blah, blah, blah. But then it was many years later. I think it was back in 20, 13, 14, I got certified as an SFG1. It's a organization called Strong First. It's in the kettlebell world, run by a dude named Pavel, Russian hard style swings and kettlebell stuff. It's like, and their certification program's a fucking grind. Like it's two and a half days, whatever it was, of 8 to 10 hours a day on the bell. You know, the snatch test is a, you know, it's an overhead snatch with each arm. You got to do, there's other tests, but that final one is, you got to do 100 reps in 5 minutes with a 53-pound kettlebell, you know, and it's like being in a fucking street fight. And I went into that and I prepared for months. My buddy Steve Bradford, who's down in Nashville by you, Derek, yeah. And I went in there and I fucking nailed it. But what's funny is, so when I look back, I'm like, my confidence has grown the most when I choose to put myself through something that's hard. That was the first thing that came to mind. Second thing was, you got to get small, consistent wins. You know, I think a Net and Charlie, you know, like their financial confidence went through the roof, but it started with them putting $100 a week in a savings account. Right. Yeah. And then it's hundreds of thousands of dollars 4 years later. And so you got to get those small wins and create small, consistent wins and create momentum. The third thing I came up with, which we always talk about here, is you got to honor the commitments you make to yourself. I know for myself and people that we coach and each other, we know each other pretty well, that if I'm lacking in my confidence, it's generally because I'm letting myself off the hook somewhere. Right. And I feel like shit about it. And so my confidence takes a dip. And then the fourth thing is more tactical thing. It was just, you know, I have my book here and every morning I write my affirmations and my gratitude. And I think I'm trying to brainwash myself into that person that I want to be mentally. So those were the first four that came to my mind like immediately when I saw that text thread this morning.
So here's the amazing thing. I had a mini epiphany when you're talking, Tom. I'm watching YouTube this morning because Derek, about a week or two ago, sent me this guy who, he helps you get healthy knees. And I got really bad knees at the moment, to the point where it's changing my lifestyle. So this morning I'm watching these YouTubes and it's just, it leads into other YouTubes. And I'm thinking, I am a piece of shit. I'm a lazy piece of shit. I'm not doing everything I need to be doing right now. And I'm really having the same moment. Tom is like, he's starting 75 hard today. I ordered some of his specialized equipment and all this kind of shit. And I'm getting ready to go on a regimen. Now, I'm telling us this because most people would look at the three of us and go, those fuckers are above average. What are they fucking, what do they keep beating themselves up for? What do they keep trying? Well, that's the whole point. You got to live and you got to grow. And the only way you're going to get confidence is you try things out of your comfort zone. I'm going to say this once, and I don't ever want to fucking bring it up again because it may not even happen because I may not have the balls. But if my knees hold up, next week I'm going into a big dance convention and I'm looking around, but nobody's in my house. But I think I'm going to sign up for a goddamn competition. I'm going to do something that's going to scare the fucking shit out of me. Being a beginner dancer in front of 1,200 fucking people and dance. And that is how you gain confidence. That is how you fucking make, you stack the wins.
Yep.
You know, you just do one little day and before you know it, it's day 75 and you're fucking done. Have you ever done the 75 hard before, Tom?
No, I haven't.
This is going to be interesting to watch you do it because it's all mental. It's not physical at all.
Right. And well, the funny thing is I've pretty much done every element of it, just not at the same time. You know what I mean? Like I've gone, you know, the 75 or more days without drinking. I've worked out every day. I've done, but I really haven't because I would have a rest day or something. Right. So I get that. And I'm pretty physical. And here's where I was justifying it, guys. I've known for fucking 2 years I've needed to do this. Like I truly have. And you know what I did? I gave myself bullshit excuses, you know, stuff like, well, we got our event coming up, you know, and I want to have a tequila with the boys, you know, or, you know, we have company coming over next week. So this is a bad week to start it, you know, and shit like that. There's always going to be a bullshit excuse, right? And it's the same in our businesses. It's the same for our battleground members, right? There's always a reason why you're not going to start job costing today or whatever the fucking thing is, or start role playing. I saw a post yesterday, last night, somebody who's been in this group for like 2 years, okay, in our coaching community for 2 years. And if I read it right, he said, and I'm not picking on the guy, I'm not going to name who it was, but he's like, all right, I'm ready to do my first role play. I've been applying parts of the Shin Fu and all this other stuff to my sales process, but I've never done like role plays and things like that. And so, and I was like, well, dude, no wonder you're still struggling with some areas of your sales game and your confidence and your numbers and the shit that's coming out of your mouth and all this other stuff. So we can always find a fucking excuse. So oh, yeah. It's, and Steve, I'm fired up to hear that you're going to do that, man. I think your knees will hold up. You go out there, you fucking go win the fucking thing.
I'm only thinking about it, Tom. I'm giving myself an out. I'm only thinking about it.
All right, Derek, here, I'll make it easier on you. Have you started writing your book yet?
Yeah. No, well, actually, yes. Well, I went to
Derek, visit. He said, well.
He just said well.
No, I know.
He said well.
Well, but actually, yes. Because I hired a writer.
Good.
There you go.
That's first good. Step. I haven't done shit, but I hired a fucking writer.
Awesome.
Best way.
Fighters, many of the coaching clients that I've helped over the years were in serious trouble because of friendly fire. They tried to grow too big, too fast, and caused themselves a bunch of pain. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, even though your employees think you're getting rich. Maybe you're struggling with burnout from living in a constant state of chaos in your business. Maybe your kids haven't seen you in days. Maybe you feel trapped by the business that was supposed to be your ticket to freedom. Wherever you're at, listen, it's time to call a timeout and get your foundation in order. In fact, not even if you're struggling, even if you're winning right now, but you know there's another level of winning that you want to take your business to, it's time to call a timeout right now and get your foundation in order. And that's what our Battleground program is designed to do. Everything you need to grow your business, sales, marketing, leadership, numbers, you name it, it is there. I want to invite you to go check it out. Our kick-ass group coaching program, Battleground, at thecontractorfight.com/battleground and join an incredible community of other men and women who are kicking some serious tail in their business. thecontractorfight.com/battleground.
Derek, have you done the 75 hard thing?
No, well, just like Tom saying, it's for me. I like beer. I like bourbon, and I could do the. I've had some friends that do the 75 hard light, you know, where they just keep drinking. It's just like I'm just going to shoot myself in the foot. So
it's 75 days of mental discipline. That's all it is. It's just all. And the biggest thing is just to not go to bed. And you got five things you got to do every day, and it's just remembering to actually do the five things is the hardest part. So. Good luck, Tom. I'll be rooting you on the whole
way. And I want to tell you what put me over the edge of going, all right, it's now. It has to be now. Is every day I write my book and I read my code and all this other stuff, and I have my never do it again list. The second thing that's on my never do it again list is be anyone or anything's little bitch. And I was like, by me not committing to this, I'm allowing these excuses. Or the fact that I want to have a tequila with my buddies, or you know what I'm saying, or whatever it might be, fill in the blank. I was those things, little bitch. And I'm like, that ain't going to happen anymore. Cause I don't want to be a fucking fraud, you know? Yeah. And then the other day, my coach, Ben, he had this conversation with me as well. He says, dude, and I don't think you guys even know this cause he didn't know till the other day, but you know, Lee and I think we're getting married in August. It's going to look like August 17th. And he goes, I want you to think of the man you want to be standing there and what you're going to look like in those pictures and how you're going to feel and this and that. And then I want you to fast forward to Mile High Profit Summit. What kind of fucking man do you want to be standing on the stage? You want to be full of shit, or you be somebody who does the hard things? And that was the little nudge, obviously, that I was like, oh, okay, you're going to appeal to that now. All right, we're going to play that game. Fuck you. Right. So, but yeah, but I knew it here. And that's the thing, guys. We all know what we should be doing for the most part. We all know, and we just fucking bullshit ourselves. And every time we bullshit ourselves, our confidence takes a dive.
Yeah.
So anyway.
You know, you talk about the stage thing. I told in the last webinar here, or podcast we did, that when I looked at a picture someone snapped of me in Nashville, I was so proud of myself because it's the first time in, 10 years, I looked at myself and thought I looked good, skinny. Yep. You know,
well, you're down 40 pounds over the year, right?
Yeah. 36 pounds. And it showed for the first time. And when, you know how you always checking yourself and you went, God damn it, I still got that fat fucking gut, you know? Yes. And that's the first time in 10 years I looked at myself and went, God damn, Steve, you need to be proud of yourself. Because we never give ourselves enough pride, you know, like, good job, Steve. You're like going, fucking, you're such a loser for 40 years. It's about time you got your shit together. Well, that was a golden moment. And you know, when you get up on Denver, you're going to be minus down 20, 25 pounds from where you are, Tom. You're going to be cut as a son of a bitch, and it's going to feel fucking great. And those goddamn tight knit ass shirts you hand out, you're going to look good in them.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I told the Queen the other night, I said, hey, I'm going to start 75 hard on Wednesday and all this other stuff. We were walking through a grocery store having the conversation. And she's like, cool, I'm excited for you and all this other stuff. And I said, baby, on the other end of this, I'm going to be fucking jacked. And she goes, I know, and that's good for me. So there you go, gents. Gentlemen. So,
here's one shoe fits. I've had this fucking dream for 40 years. I want to go 30 days chemical free.
So no more crack?
No more nothing. No more coffee. No more caffeine. No more booze. No more weed. No more all the goddamn medications at the doc. No more nothing. And I've been thinking about this my whole fucking life and never done it. I want to go 30 days with fucking nothing.
Why haven't you done it?
I'm afraid I can't sleep at night. I mean, that's my first thought. I'm really afraid I'm going to lay in bed all goddamn night.
The DTs.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know. It's just a bullshit thing I got in my head. But, I mean, it's just been one of those scary-ass dreams that I'm going to have to embark on. You know,
and I could save this conversation for off the air, but I'm just going to ask now because I'm just curious. Like, how are you defining a chemical? Because, like, can you take melatonin, pop a couple melatonins and go to bed? That's a vitamin or some shit, isn't it? I don't know what it is.
It's a chemical. I just thought you'd take nothing. I mean, I call it my deserted island mentality. If you land on a deserted island, you got nothing but fruit and shit. Then that's what you're living on for 30 days.
And you'll sleep just fine. You'll be tired as fuck looking for food and water all day. And you'll have a lack of calories. So your energy will be down.
let me just say something to the audience right now. On Tuesday, I turned 65 years old. And as we sit here, my dad's on his deathbed, just waiting. And my brother-in-law just got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And my age. And I'm like going, fuck, man, tomorrow is not guaranteed. And you just better get off your ass, Steve, and knock out all the shit, your bucket list stuff. I've knocked out so many bucket list stuff over the 10 years you know me, but I feel like I got so far to go. And everybody listening to me, you're going to be me one day, kind of like you're pushing time and you're going, God damn it. I wish I woulda, shoulda, coulda. I'm going to talk about regret on this mindset thing coming up on Tuesday, Tom. And let me tell you something. Here's what happens with regret that I've learned over the last few weeks. Young people regret things they did. Older people regret mostly things they didn't do. And this is the audience we're speaking to right now. We are all sitting here regretting the shit we didn't do. We didn't do our QuickBooks. We didn't call back within 24 hours. We didn't go out of our comfort zone and fucking learn the Shin Fu and do a role play, which is no more than signing up for a dance competition. It's all the same shit. You need to get shit done in your life. You know it. You better get after it because one day you're going to wake the fuck up and guess what? It's going to be too goddamn late. And then you're going to be on your goddamn deathbed going, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I say, fuck that. Do it now and don't be apologetic for all your fuck ups because guess what life is? It's fucking up and getting up.
Fucking drop the mic on that one, man. Holy shit. I think we're done. Damn. So, Steve, I don't know if you saw it, but about 20, 30 minutes, maybe even, I don't even know if it was that, before we hopped on here today, I sent out my morning mojo. And I got it off a book I'm reading, and it was a quote in the book. Here it is. One day, and it's unknown. We don't know who said it. One day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Right? Like, guys, this is men, women listening to this fucking thing. Like, pull the damn trigger. Challenge yourself. Do some hard shit. Put yourself out there. I mean, Steve, I thought, and seriously, you're right. Most people are terrified to dance, right? I'm one of them. because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I feel like my hips are connected to my neck and there's no separation with how my body moves. And no matter how cool I think I look when the music's going, I see myself on video dancing or something or in the mirror and I look like a fucking idiot. And when you started down this dance thing, it was funny how, Derek, you remember this, how fired up you were in the midst of getting your fucking ass kicked for 700 hours that first year.
That's all he talked about.
That's all he talked about. And so guys, this is the lesson. It's like, none of us want to fucking talk about the mediocre shit we're doing. None of us want to talk about the things that we're not doing to challenge ourselves. You know, I remember that show Vikings that was on a few years ago. And I think it was the first episode. So those Viking freaks out there, I might butcher this, but I think it was the first episode and Ragnar wants to go west out into the ocean and the king wants them to go raiding to the east inland like they do every year. And Ragnar's like, well, why don't we go out that way and see what's out there? And then everyone's like, yeah, I'm in. All the guys on his ship. And he gets to his brother and says to his brother, he's like, you haven't weighed in yet. Are you coming or not? And he goes, of course I'm coming. I need stories to tell my kids. I thought that was just such a fucking cool line.
It's the best.
Like, so let's live our lives like you want to tell some stories someday, you know? And I'll tell you, when we finished Mile High last year in September in Denver, somebody said to me, how are you going to top it next year? And I immediately said, I have to get better. I have to grow. That's the only way. Because you guys know, if you listen to this show, and obviously you two know, how many times can I tell the fucking short bus story? I need a new story because I'm off the short bus.
It's true.
I'm just owning my crap here for the world. All right. But like when I look in the mirror and recount the glory days or something I accomplished or overcame or whatever, I don't want it to always be the thing that's fucking 20 years ago. You know, that's no better than the guy who's bragging about fucking recovering a fumble in the state championship game when he was 17 years old, right? And he's in a bar now fucking bragging about it. So that was kind of like the beginning of this wake-up call for me going, you got to start challenging yourself again. Get off your fucking ass. Start going for some things. And I'm talking just me personally, goals for the business, you know, whatever. Just going, let's just fucking, you know, we're going to watch that game tape of our life when it's flashing before our eyes. Let's go. That was a fucking pretty cool game, wasn't it? Like, and fist bump on the way out. So I don't know, man.
That's awesome. Tell new stories.
This is fucking day one. You wait till day 75, motherfuckers.
Wait till day 15 and you're an asshole.
Yeah.
when you talk about last year's Mile High and next year's Mile High, remind me of something I learned just this morning. And it was a fantastic way to look at building your business. And I hope everybody's listening to this. Building your business is more like gardening and less like architecture. When you build your business as an architect, at the very end, everything turns out exactly as planned. But when you build your business like a gardener, you're planting the right seeds and setting yourself up. But everything is ever changing all along the journey. But by the time you get there, you'll still end up with a fantastic business. But you'll have to negotiate, you know, droughts, too much rain, floods, hurricanes, all this shit that happens to a gardener. And Tom, you don't know. Yeah, you know, like I can't use a short bus story, but God damn it, I'm doing 75 hard. I'm changing myself as a person. So when you get on stage, you will actually be a different person. And all that growth you had over the past year is going to fucking come oozing out of you. And that's how you're going to change. You're going to be a farmer on that fucking stage, not an architect.
And I appreciate it. And this goes back to the difference between arrogance and confidence that we started this thing with, right? Like when you're truly confident, you have an air about you because you know you put in the fucking work. You know that nobody can take that away from you. Like that's one of the reasons that Marines are fucking full of swagger like we are, because it's the hardest fucking service, you know, and it's the hardest boot camp, and the title is truly fucking earned, and once a Marine, always a Marine type thing. And so that's why, you know, fucking Marines think that we're fucking rock stars, because nobody can ever fucking take that from us. And that's what we're talking about here, you guys. Or this is why when somebody's building their business for 20, 30 years, you know, and somebody fucks with their brand or fucks with this or that, they're so protective about it, right? Because they've paid the price. They've done the hard things like you were talking about, Steve. They've went through the droughts and the sleepless nights and all that other bullshit to build the business or the life that they have. Don't fuck with my life that I put all this work in, you know? And that only comes, you guys, that confidence and that swagger only comes when you do hard shit.
It's truth.
So I want to challenge everybody listening to this shit. Find, pick something. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a physical thing. I don't care if it's reading. You know, yeah, it's easy. I could sit here and just go, yeah, go do 75 hard, right? But if you're not ready for that, you're not fucking ready for it. I don't give a shit. But do something that's going to challenge yourself. You know, role play. Let's start there. If you're a salesperson, start role play. Nobody wants to fucking role play. Shit, yeah. I don't want to role play.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's hard. But you know, the harder the shit is you're doing, and the more you accomplish that hard shit, the more confidence you're going to have, and just the better your life is going to be. Plain and fucking simple.
I can only agree with you guys. Truth.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Now what, Tom?
I don't know. I
think just close us out, buddy.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, whatever. Derek was, I was hoping for like an argument or something, but you were like, yeah, okay.
Real shit, man. Real shit.
You know, Steve, you did a unofficial poll in our battleground group this morning, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Let's end with this. What'd you see?
Our confidence level.
What was the poll?
The poll was that confidence equals sales. And on a scale from 1 to 10, what is your confidence level? And I think we're averaging like a 5.5 in the group. Now, don't use the bullshit number of 7, as Tom, you always say, but, you know, don't bullshit yourself. Truly, what is your confidence level in sales, in your business, as a leader, in life? I mean, take a look at all this shit. What is your confidence level? And if it's a low confidence level, you need to scare yourself and do shit to build your level up.
Yep.
I'll just leave with this story. I used to not be able to go on elevators because I had claustrophobia. Now, and then the way I fix that, I attacked elevators. The more crowded, the better. I went in there and just fucking did it. So after enough goddamn elevators, at the end of it, now I don't ever fucking think about an elevator. But it used to be to the point where I would have to walk up 20 stories because I couldn't get in that fucking elevator. So that's how you got to attack your confidence. You got something that scares you, go attack it. I don't know who, somebody always tells me that all the time, attack it. That would be you, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
So there you go.
Well, you talk about that. So this morning I was on the rower and I had the earbuds and I was listening to Andy Frisella podcast. I've heard it 100 times, but I listened to the podcast on 75 Hard again, right? Just going, I'm going to listen to it. And he was talking about developing skills and confidence and all this. And the example he gave, your elevator story, reminded me is he's really an introverted guy. Most people don't know that. He's pretty introverted, but he knew that he needed to develop the skill of talking to people if he was going to build a successful business. And so he would go in to stores every day. And I don't know how long he did it, but it was quite a while. Every day he'd go in and strike up a conversation with 3 strangers. Like he just threw himself into the fucking deep end. It says, I'm not allowed to leave the store till I talk to 3 people that I don't know. And now it's second nature to him, even though he's still introverted, he knows that the role that he's in requires him to be a communicator and talk to people and build relationships and network. And so that's one of those standard over feelings things, right? That's what you did, Steve. You're like, I'm not going to let this fucking elevator thing bitch me around the rest of my life. Bitch slap me around the rest of my life. So, you know, you might be listening to this going, well, I'm just, you know, I'm not good with numbers. Well, if you own a business, you need to know your fucking math. All right. So jump into the deep end. If you're in any role in life, you need to learn how to sell. I don't care if it's selling construction projects or selling your spouse on the place you want to go for fucking vacation. Right? We all need to learn how to sell and communicate with people. And that's, you're only going to grow when you get uncomfortable. So I've challenged myself with this because I knew it. I knew that when I looked in the mirror, I knew that I was allowing some mediocrity in my life. And I know that this is, I'm just like, I got to do what's uncomfortable because I justified it, guys. I would be like, I'm pretty good shape for a 52-year-old. I'm not, I got a little gut, but who doesn't at my age and this and that? We start telling ourselves that.
Yep.
And you know what I've started to do even before this, because Monday I knew I was going to be doing this. So the last couple of days I've been writing down, you're a fucking athlete. You're an athlete. Live like an athlete. Eat like an athlete. Train like an athlete. like different story, right? Different affirmation. So what's up, Queen? Queen just walked in the room. You look sexy in those glasses. It's kind of hot. Little skull cap. And she's got her little librarian glasses on. Can you show me the Dewey Decimal System? All right. Anyway. I'm just killing time. Are we done? I guess we're done with this podcast.
I think we're done.
Everyone's tuning out going, all right, fucking Reaver's about to get it on. So anyway, probably not. All right, assholes. Give us a review. Share this with another contractor. Go do something hard. Challenge yourself. Don't let yourself off the hook. And your confidence will grow. And you'll look in the mirror and know that you're not a fucking fraud. So enough said. Steve, Derek.
Attack.
Attack.
See you next week.